This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airstrike by the United States targeted facilities near the Syrian-Iraq border used by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strike came more than a week after a rocket attack in northern Iraq killed a civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized the airstrike in eastern Syria late Thursday, saying it should have targeted something that threatened the United States of America. A divided House on Thursday passed a bill that would extend civil rights protections to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, but the measure faces an uphill battle. The legislation passed 224 to 206 along party lines and stands a small chance of drawing enough support in the Senate to advance. House Democrats will leave a provision to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour in their version of the COVID-19 relief package set for a vote on Friday, despite the measure does not comply with budgetary rules. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The embattled governor of New York, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, is now facing sexual harassment charges. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is again calling for an investigation into allegations lodged against Governor Andrew Cuomo. This time it's for sexual harassment claims from a former Cuomo aide. Lindsay Boylan making the detailed accusations that Cuomo sexually harassed her in an essay yesterday. The White House agrees with de Blasio.
When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Governor Cuomo is also accused of thousands of deaths in New York nursing homes by his COVID mandates. As President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion stimulus package heads for a vote Friday, it's already off to a bad start. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that a plan to gradually increase the federal minimum wage does not follow the rules that govern budget bills in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
While lawmakers in Washington, D.C. haggle over minimum wage, Costco is doing their employees one better. Wendy King from the USA Radio News Bureau's Pacific Northwest reports.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said during a Senate budget hearing committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. And while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage.
The Senate parliamentarian ruled that a plan to gradually increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025 does not fit the complicated rules that govern budget bills in the Senate. Boogity, boogity, boogity. NASCAR invades Miami, Florida Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Next week, NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor with National Review Online, senior fellow with the London Center for Policy Research. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Bill, doing great. Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good. Hey, let's talk about the contrast to two governors. Let's stay on the East Coast for a moment, and we'll talk Florida and New York. An incredible contrast between DeSantis and one Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, a tale of two governors, and it's a really great parallel because you've got two huge states, the second or third and maybe like fourth or fifth largest states in the union, one run by a liberal Democrat, one run by a conservative Republican. And they're almost like, two laboratories, like East Germany and West Germany when you compare the two, on a number of fronts. One is COVID-19, the treating of the elderly, nursing home policy, one state pretty much locked down, one state pretty much wide open, one where the kids are at home staring at Zoom screens, if that, another where kids actually in class with their friends and their teachers and learning. And the difference is stark and dramatic. And I guess maybe what's most stunning about it is the left might have a point if they could look at Ron DeSantis, all right, yeah, it's open, they've got freedom, and everyone's at school, but, they're all dropping dead from disease, but exactly the opposite. You've got the health situation better in Florida. So what the people of Florida have is pretty much their freedom, an open society, a thriving economy, people moving in like mad, kids learning, and they're healthy. Including the vaccines, they're having much better luck with vaccines. According to National Public Radio, this is just as of last weekend, 13.4% of Floridians had received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. In New York State, that number is 12.2. In Florida, the people who've gotten two doses, 6.9%. In New York, 6%. So the vaccine situation is better. The health situation is better. I'd never heard about anybody in Florida doing what Andrew Cuomo did, which was botch the situation so badly with the rollout that doses of the COVID-19 vaccine actually expired and had to be thrown into the garbage. Unbelievable. Mm. This is precious, precious stuff. Everyone's begging for this, and they couldn't figure out how to get this stuff into needles into arms to the degree that actually threw, I think, several thousand doses into the garbage. Staggering.
And like we hadn't been talking about this for months. I mean, it wasn't like all of a sudden we just opened up the spigot and said, hey, let's go make this happen. I mean, we had Operation Warp Speed under the previous president. Things were moving in a direction. And, what was going on there? I mean, were these governors just thinking that Joe Biden was going to come in? He was going to be the savior of it all. And somehow, logistics was going to take over magically?
Well, I find it fascinating how people on the left say that, Donald J. Trump's authoritarian, totalitarian dictator, worse than Hitler, blah, blah, blah. And now they complain, why was he in charge? Why didn't he run the whole thing? How come he didn't control the vaccines from the White House? What he did is work with Pfizer. Pfizer, with Merck, with Johnson & Johnson, with a bunch of different drug companies, their CEOs, the military, give them all sorts of incentives to produce not one but two vaccines in 9 months. This is the fastest vaccine rollout or production invention since the mumps vaccine was invented back in the 1960s. It's unheard of to come up with a brand new vaccine against a brand new illness. This isn't like some ancient disease we've had like mumps. This is a disease that's about a year old. And within 9 months, we got not one but two vaccines. And beyond that, what President Trump mainly said is, okay, we invented it. We are getting it produced. We'll give it to the governors. You're on the ground. You know where your people are. You know the best way to roll this out. And some of them, like Ron DeSantis, figured out and got it done. People like Andrew Cuomo are bumbling around. And the left's response is, why didn't Trump control the whole thing? Well, I thought this guy was an authoritarian dictator. He wanted to get power out of his right. out of his greedy, corrupt, evil hands. Now they're saying, why did the evil, corrupt, evil, Hitler-like guy run things from the Oval Office? So which is it? Please make your minds up. One smart thing
exactly.
that DeSantis has done is he's asked Publix, the supermarkets in Florida, apparently they do regular seasonal flu vaccines, and said, okay, go into Publix store, get your vaccine there. I'm living here in Manhattan. I'm eligible now to get a vaccine. And I looked about roughly February 15th, I think it was. And the earliest appointment I could get was March 31st, 6 weeks later, not in New York City, not in Westchester, not Long Island, but in Syracuse, which is a five-hour drive wow. away. And then for my second dose, I have to go back to Syracuse again. This is insanity. I don't know why in New York, a state this big and this wealthy, we can't figure out how to get a needle into my arm somewhere within, let's say, an hour of my home.
Yeah, you would think. And the thing is, going back to the comments they had about Trump, you know, the other thing to recall, and I thought the way, you know, the president handled this whole COVID situation was consistent. Oh, yeah, with that Constitution thing, right? That says we're a democratic republic, that, you know, like we just should ignore that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it is something called federalism. And the idea is that we've got 50 states, the 50 laboratories of democracy. And, you know, if you were in West Virginia, you may want to distribute your vaccines differently than if you're in California or Illinois. The people of Vermont probably have a different way of getting their vaccines than the people of Arizona. So why should somebody in the Oval Office make all these decisions when the governors and people close to the ground ought to be able to figure it out? As I say, some of them have. Others of them have not done such a good job of making that happen. But again, I find it so amazing that the same people who think Trump is evil and also stupid, you know, he's a drooling moron and an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
1 minute are then saying, you know, why didn't he run this whole thing out of the Oval Office? Because he's, I guess, so smart he could make all these decisions for all these people from coast to coast. So the left's, they're not just hate, they don't just hate Trump, they hate him inconsistently, which is maybe even worse.
Well, this is the problem with emotions. When everything is led with emotions, Roy, you're all over the place. It's about how you feel. And you can feel different from 1 minute to the next. And this is what's on display and should be a clear takeaway for everybody. I think we just have to, you know, as a society, have to punch ourselves out. You know, just do the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope thing until we're so arm-weary that we finally just say, okay, enough with this emotion. Can we reason? And when we get to that point of reason, then we can come to real solutions and make things happen. I mean, Florida's been able to do this, and it's not been that it's been real simple for DeSantis. I mean, this is where leadership comes into play, that just like it was for Donald Trump, is that he believed in what he believed in, and at the end of the day, he set up this next administration with a lot of good things. I mean, so much so that even the press is saying, well, it seems to us that the administration is doing the same thing that Donald Trump already put into motion, right?
Yeah, that's largely true. And you've also got, look, if Biden and company would say, look, you know, we're working on this, and we're really glad we had the vaccines delivered by President Trump, and we'll, you know, go from there, that would be one thing. But you've got people like Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, saying, we're building out of the hole that we inherited. Governor Murphy of New Jersey said, the Biden team is doing a great job. They inherited an empty cupboard. Biden said there were no vaccines when I got here, even though he got not one but two vaccines in his arm under Trump's watch. And I believe Vice President Harris said they got in and they had to start from scratch. I mean, not even a passing acknowledgement
right.
that,
exactly.
vaccine was invented under the previous administration and we're doing what we can to get it out there. They're pretending that it wasn't there and somehow it magically just landed on the Resolute desk at 12:30 p.m. on January 20th. Not true. Not
exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your song. Those fans, those fight, you're gone. You've come so far, keep going.
Fresh and independent, we are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, DeRoy Murdoch, the
Project 21 Black Leadership Network member, founding member, I should say, contributing editor of National Review Online, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, continues with us as we're taking a look at two governors, the tale of two governors, as we said. Does Andrew Cuomo survive this? I mean, it's to the point that even Democratic Party members are saying, hey, time to resign, walk away.
You know, it's I think it looks pretty grim for him for a number of reasons. This isn't just standard incompetence or inefficiency. This is not sort of petty corruption. You've got dead bodies here. And his activities regarding the nursing homes back on March 25. Let's be clear about this. I've heard people say that somebody from PolitiFact said that Cuomo asked, emphasize the word asked, nursing homes to let COVID-19 positive seniors come in. I actually heard someone on the a reporter on the news say that he allowed this. No, no, no. He didn't ask anybody. He didn't allow it. He mandated, ordered, coerced them and said, look, you must do this. This is the regulation from the Department of Health. And it said, number one, you must let into your nursing homes COVID-19 positive seniors, number one. Number two, you may not test them to determine whether they are COVID-19 positive or negative. And number three, until April, I believe it was April 30th, which would be about 5 weeks after this mandate was put in, you could be COVID-19 positive and work in a nursing home. Okay, so those three things happening at the same time. Surprise, surprise, healthy nursing homes had unhealthy seniors come in. The healthy seniors got sick and dropped dead. In some cases, in each nurse, in individual nursing homes, it was in the dozens of people all across the state. It was somewhere with approximately 15,000 die. Some of them might have died otherwise, but the estimate is 1,000 or more got infected needlessly and are now dead. So you've got dead bodies here. This is deadly serious. Now, if he'd gotten up and said, look, we screwed up. Boy, were we stupid. We really made a mistake. That would be one thing. But then what he did is cook the books and cover up the number of deaths to the tune of 45 to 50%. And then we discovered about 2 weeks ago his top aide on a call with Democrat lawmakers said the reason we didn't pass along the figures to Department of Justice was that we were afraid they would be, quote, used against us, unquote. That to me sounds like obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
This sounds like false statements. This sounds like fraud. This sounds like conspiracy. And since you're dealing with the federal government, the Department of Justice running an investigation, seniors on Medicare, a lot of this goes from being a state violation of state law to potential violations of federal law. And if, again, if this were, well, gee, he wasted $500 million, he'd probably get away with it. But when you've got thousands of dead people who should be alive today, if not for his idiocy, and then he covered it up, and then he lied about it, and apparently conspired to obstruct justice, you know, at some point, somebody's got to have a special prosecutor or just say, look, you know, this is too much for us and we need to look into this. I think he ought to resign. If he's not, doesn't resign, he ought to be impeached. And either way, I think he ought to be prosecuted. And Andrew Cuomo, I think, needs to spend some time in jail for what he did.
Exactly. Well, what manner, let's go back to the genesis of this, if we can, from day one. What manner of logic did Cuomo consider when he came out with these dictates? I mean, what was motivating him to come up with such, you know, knuckleheaded directives?
That's a really good question. That's the fundamental question people here are asking, which is why. Any 10-year-old understood one thing about COVID-19, and he did not need a degree in immunology.
Epidemiology or virology,
Or virology, whatever. And that is that COVID-19 should be kept as far away from seniors as possible. We all learned that within about a week or two of this pandemic breaking out. And there's some speculation that what this was that the New York Hospital Association, Hospital Industry Association, I think it's called, one of the biggest donors of the Democrat Party, wanted to keep their hospital beds open. And so they were taking seniors, getting them out as quickly as they could. And Cuomo, I believe, actually had changed the law to allow to make it possible for nursing homes to accept these seniors. And rather than just say, okay, you may do so, he went a step further and said, you must do so. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to whether that's true or not, but I believe Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of New York, who's associated with the a group called RID, Reduced Infection Deaths, she's written about this in the New York Post, and her sense is that this was probably payback for one of his biggest donors, which is the New York Hospital Association. And if that's the case, then you've got you know, funny money and endless peddling woven into this incredibly brutal and grotesque tapestry of malfeasance, mismanagement, and death.
And this is the sad commentary of politics today, DeRoy, is that you go back, you follow the money. And when you follow the money, you run into evidence that is not very comfortable. And we realize, I mean, we hear a lot about things being systemic, and there just seems to be a thread of systemic corruption within the political process. And to the point that you can have understated deaths in nursing homes, and then you have an arrogant comment from an arrogant governor just says, well, you know, hey, people died. You know, kind of like, so what?
Yeah. They die in the hospital. They die at nursing homes. Who cares? They died. Yeah, unbelievable. You know, I think that's another thing that's fueling the rage about this is, you know, if he got up and said, look, it was early in the pandemic. We weren't quite sure what we're doing. We made a lot of mistakes. This was a deadly mistake. We feel terrible about it. I apologize. We apologize. We grieve and cry for those who died because of our incompetence. You know, I think a lot of people would say, all right, that's what we needed to hear. But he continues to this day to hold press conferences where he says, basically, I'm a victim of the political, toxic political culture.
Right.
This is all Donald J. Trump trying to come after me. He's blamed GOP operatives Roger Stone and Michael Caputo. He's blamed the nursing home operators themselves. I'm amazed he doesn't just blame the seniors and say, well, they were sick and they were feeble and it's their fault they died. I mean, I'm waiting for that. That'll probably be the next group he blames. Mm-hmm. And he takes just no ownership, no responsibility. All this is point fingers. And that just makes people even more outraged. And among the Democrats who stand up and complain about this, he's one of them in particular, state assemblyman named Kim. From here in New York City, has gotten on the phone and screamed at him and said, look, you keep this up, I'll destroy you, I'll wreck your career.
Right.
Just incredibly aggressive, nasty, literally screaming at people. And I think a lot of people just is an abrasive, obnoxious guy and doesn't have the goodwill that somebody who's maybe incompetent but amiable might have.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, right,
I think
exactly.
A lot of people see that he's weak and they figure that there's blood in the water and they can, you know, start biting the great white whale.
Yeah, they're stepping back and letting the chips fall. They're not giving him cover anymore.
No.
Of course, the establishment media gave him all kinds of cover to the point that he got an Emmy. And maybe that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to, you know, go for a second Emmy, I guess. But
unbelievable. Don't forget his book about leadership. What a great job he did.
Wow. Yeah, that's the other thing, right? I mean, put it in print, and then, of course, then you have the reality of, you know, what happened and how exposed he is. But sadly, you know, for the families, you know, and Janice Dean, you and I talked about this last week, you know, Janice Dean's relatives and others, I mean, she's speaking and putting a face to these victims that Governor Cuomo's kind of just cast aside like, hey, you know, people die.
That's it. Yeah, as we say here, meh. Yeah, she had her father-in-law and mother-in-law both die in nursing homes about a week apart, within the same week. Mm-hmm. And she blames Cuomo for this, and she's been very courageous and very outspoken on Fox News Channel and elsewhere. I believe there's a rally in New York City today. I believe she's speaking there right now with that state lawmaker named Kim I mentioned to you. So she's been kind of spearheading this, sort of the collective face of the victims of this, or the grieving families, I should say, of this awful tragedy. And that's part of what I think has fueled and helped propel the outrage against Andrew Cuomo.
This is why the truth matters, DeRoy, and maybe the takeaway of all this is that America needs to get its head readjusted to really focus on that which is true and right and valid and noble, that's good, you know, that comes out of our Constitution, why we have a Constitution, that when we follow the Constitution and godly principles, it goes well for us. And when we violate said principles, we pay a price. I mean, we're you know, this governor's gone, and how many other governors, as a result of their arrogance and their idea that we the people, it's just three words in a Constitution, who cares about that Constitution thing anymore. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy.
Bill, thanks very much. We'll talk soon.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 1 in 3 Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make saving simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Making a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airstrike by the United States targeted facilities near the Syrian-Iraq border used by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strike came more than a week after a rocket attack in northern Iraq killed a civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized the airstrike in eastern Syria late Thursday, saying it should have targeted something that threatened the United States of America. A divided House on Thursday passed a bill that would extend civil rights protections to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, but the measure faces an uphill battle. The legislation passed 224 to 206 along party lines and stands a small chance of drawing enough support in the Senate to advance. House Democrats will leave a provision to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour in their version of the COVID-19 relief package set for a vote on Friday, despite the measure does not comply with budgetary rules. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, we're coming to that intersection, aren't we? I mean, really, when you see what's happening with our freedoms, I'll tell you, I have been trying to find out more details about what's in that $1.9 trillion stimulus proposed by the Democrats, and it's been a bit of a challenge. I mean, they scrubbed it early on as soon as, you know, people started to actually read what was in the bill and saw that very little was going through, you know, $1.9 trillion. Not a whole lot was going for COVID relief in typical Democratic form and fashion. Well, if you're ready for this one, as if the Biden-Pelosi spending couldn't get any worse, Nancy Pelosi is now pushing for coronavirus relief checks that only apply to federal employees. Now, they've been working all along, right? But somehow they need relief checks. And didn't Joe Biden say we were going to get something like 2,000? I mean, he was promising, it was in a sense kind of buying votes, telling people, well, I'm going to give you $2,000 relief checks. Well, hey, Uncle Joe, I mean, here we are. We're looking at March, and we still haven't got a check. And then that 2,000 became 400, and you know, we're still kind of waiting, and not everybody has gotten their cards or their money. Well, buried within this stimulus check, are you ready for this? Federal employees are going to be given up to 15 weeks of paid leave. Guess on how much they get for that paid leave. $1,400 per week. So how does that seem fair? You get one, if you're lucky, one $1,400 check. But if you're a federal employee, you get 15 $1,400 checks. Oh, the government been betty, betty good to you at the expense of we, the people. Go figure. Well, our next guest that we're bringing on right now is Dan Schultz. Dan is an elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman and a state committeeman, a veteran, an attorney, an author with 10 years in the political trenches. And so he's got the bruises and more than the T-shirt, probably the tourniquet as well, to close down some of the wounds. Dan Schultz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, amazing, this spending bill, as we find out more and more, and just as a programming note, Adam Angieski from Open the Books, he just texted me, said, Bill, it's a pig fest. And we're going to go deeper into what's in that bill, that $1.9 trillion bill that Nancy Pelosi is trying to get shoved through Congress right now, and there's a lot of screaming coming on the Beltway. I mean, if this doesn't cause conservatives to rise up and take a stand, I don't know how much more they have to put up with here, Dan. What do you think?
Well, that's sort of the problem that we have as Americans. We, good, decent Americans, we seem to wait until there's a crisis to do something. Is this enough of a crisis, the fact that we've elected essentially, you know, whatever that thing is in the White House? I don't know who's running the show, actually. Democrats in charge of both chambers in the House and the Senate. They've got 2 years to essentially destroy our country. And the real question becomes, what are we going to do about it? And the best thing that we can do is organize and unite locally where we live for real political action like we've never done before in recent history. And there's a way to do it, and it's called the Precinct Commitment Strategy. I learned about it in seventh grade in public school in Wisconsin.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it's just using the apparatus of one of the two political parties to take over the party and then use it as your organizing tool to win the next round of elections and send a signal to those who are incumbents that if they don't do the right thing, we've got the numbers and the organization now to take them out in the next primary election. That is the only way you can pressure somebody who's an office holder, is show them demonstrably that you've got the wherewithal to take them out in the next primary. And right now we're paper tigers.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, interesting. You talk about a local organic grassroots level that is very powerful. Of course, we saw something happen, you know, with the Tea Party. And it was so powerful, it got so much attention that the apparatchik of the Democratic Party and the establishment went after them big time. I mean, to the degree that even Barack Obama kind of wink-wink to to Lois Lerner, saying, you know, let's kind of like slow walk those tax exemptions. And I maintain, to me, this is one of those big scandals that we've been living through, Dan, that just that little wink and Lois Lerner's ability to slow walk the tax exemption process for those, anyone carrying a conservative title, anyone associated with a Tea Party organization, I think that they affected probably at least six voting cycles as a result. I mean, to this day, there still are Tea Party organizations that have not received their tax exemption. But, you know, these are the forces, the headwinds that we're coming against. But you break it down, you say, look, this is something you learned in seventh grade. And break that down a little bit more for our audience so that they understand just how academic this is, that it's not like you have to, you know, go and, you know, go to the Supreme Court and you know, fight for, you know, some sort of system that would allow you to do this. The system's already there. It's baked into the cake. We just have to understand what the rules of play are and how we can be most effective, right?
Right. Well, back in 2009, when I started, after Obama got elected, I started recruiting people to come into the party and become precinct committeemen. I saw the rise of the Tea Parties. I went to the first Tea Party rally here in Tempe, Arizona, by Tempe Town Lake. And I didn't run off and join a Tea Party. Why would I do that? I was already in a party, the Republican Party. I was a precinct committeeman. I tried to tell the Tea Partiers, don't go off and start new organizations and buy for tax exempt status. Do instead create a network. Take all of your people, pivot, invade the Republican Party. Do all of your political activity inside the party as precinct committeemen. The IRS can't attack a private organization that doesn't have tax exempt status in any way.
Right.
Keep your Tea Party loose organization, caucus with one another, have whatever meetings you want, do whatever you want, but don't use the Tea Party for political organizing. There's another organization. It's called a, wait for it, political party. Get into the political party as precinct committeeman. Take it over. Start electing better Republicans. Because here's what Tea Party, here's what the precinct committeeman can do at the local level, like say at a county level or even a state level. They can vote to endorse the best candidate in the all important, traditionally very low turnout primary elections. You get a majority of the members of a committee to vote to endorse somebody officially, one Republican over the other. Now, not all committees allow you to do that, but most do or are silent on it. If you can endorse the best candidate, if there's a conservative challenger to a really bad rhino incumbent, if you can give your endorsement to the conservative, then that candidate, wherever he or she goes, can tell the audiences, put on their stickers, their signage, endorsed by the local Republican committee, the county committee, whatever it is, just like they do for endorsed by the police union or whatever. You can do it for the for the party. Then the average voter is not sure who to vote. We'll see that and go, oh, okay, endorsed by the conservative precinct committeeman of like Maricopa County. Then they've got something to go on, you know. And the other thing that you do is...
Dan, this is a... Hang on, because we're running out of time here in this first segment, and okay. I don't want to break this down. I mean, this is good stuff here. I mean, was it just that even the Tea Party, with all their passions and everything, you know, just got ahead of themselves and really hadn't thought this through, and I think maybe they underestimated the whole idea of rhinos and how they had infested the Republican Party, and people were so focused on the R that they didn't even realize the substance and character of those that were supposedly representing the Republican Party. And disgustingly, we're seeing right now all this is being exposed and quite obvious. And your strategy is brilliant here, and I'm glad that you're on the show to talk about it. And we'll get into more detail after this with Dan Schultz. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law, number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, like anything that you get involved in, particularly in politics, and especially with what happened after the 2020 election, it is so important to understand the rules of play. And we have Dan Schultz with us. Dan is an elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman. Now, that's a mouthful. But if you do not realize what a precinct committeeman is all about and the power and influence that they have, boy, you've got a lot to understand. And fortunately, we have Dan here. He is a vet. He's an attorney. He's an author. He's a patriot. He's someone who cares about the country, more about the country and the country's people than himself. Now, we have to understand, I mean, that old axiom, Dan, of follow the money is still true. And it's relative and relevant in everything, it seems, that comes in touch and in the orbit of the bureaucracy. As you and I were talking off air about these PACs, and you mentioned this one gal in the Beltway who just constantly, she's dialing for dollars. Well, she's making a ton of flipping money. I mean, what you said, something like $15,000 a month that she's making, and out there, you know, as a PAC representing supposedly conservative interest, and she's getting people to donate, and, you know, a little bit for the PAC and a little bit for her, and, you know, $15,000 a month in administrative fees. She's a happy little camper, and what does she care about the end result? The end result for her is about the money. It's not about principle. It's not about conservative values, is it?
Right, and that's just the PAC. And she's got the 501c that she pays herself from, too. But I really don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is the fact that you can't, like, checkbook activism doesn't work. What works is actual human action, and it starts where you live. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Mm-hmm. I've got...
Well, I guess the only reason I'm bringing that up, Dan, is that people need this sense of... You know, they already sense that it's corrupt and there's serious problems here in River City. And I point it out only from a standpoint is that what is it going to take to get you off the couch and get you activated as part of, you know, what our Constitution really commands of us when it says we the people, a government of, for, by we the people. It's not a passive statement. It's an activated statement that says the people must participate. If we do not participate, the elites are happy to run away with all the money and take over, which is exactly what they're doing right now. And what you're bringing to light here is a solution. So go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks. So there's here's the bottom line. If you want to find out more of this, because I've only got a couple of minutes here, go to my blog, precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. And there you'll find tutorial videos, interviews I've done with others, videos, articles, how to order my book, how to get into the real ball game of politics, where you live to help President Donald J. Trump make America great again. I'll give it away here. The way is to become a precinct committeeman where you live, okay? So what does that mean?
Right.
You've got to find your county committee. You've got to find it. You've got to go to the meeting. You got to say, I want to volunteer to become a precinct committeeman. In some states, you can look up whether there's a vacancy in your precinct before you go. In some states, they're having elections for precinct committeemen right now. Some states do it by a primary election like we do here in Arizona. We did ours back in 2020, our August primary in Georgia, in South Carolina, in North Carolina. This is the election season right now. And in some of those states, they do it by a county convention where you show up in mass, and then there are little caucus meetings for each precinct. In South Carolina and Georgia, they do it at the precinct level first. You show up. If nobody else shows up, you win by default. You're the precinct delegate, and you get to represent your precinct and the voters in it inside the party. But why is this so important? We got to take over our party. Going to take over the organization of our party so we can use it as our organizing tool to elect better people. I didn't say elect better Republicans. I said elect better people. And when you go to these monthly meetings of these committees, guess who shows up? The candidates, including the incumbents. And you can walk right up to them and eyeball them because you're a precinct committeeman. And you're representing the voters in your precinct.
You
can ask them hard questions face to face. They come to these meetings because they need the precinct committeeman to help get out the vote for them. So this is why you've got to become a precinct committeeman. Right now, across the country, there's about 400,000 of these slots in the Republican Party. Over 200,000 of them are vacant. That's a power vacuum. Half are moderates. Half are conservatives, the party that has strength and at war with itself internally. Okay? Imagine if we filled up, we conservatives, we good, decent Americans, got off the couch, filled up all those slots. Now the ratio goes to 75% conservative, 25% moderates, or whatever you want to call those people who are masquerading as Republicans. Now we elect everybody, and we've got a party that's at 100% strength. It's a real simple, common sense strategy. The first goal, take back the apparatus of the party and then use it to elect better people in the next election cycle. Not only for the public offices in government, but also the party itself. So we have an RNC that isn't full of never Trumpers like it is right now and has been the last 4 years. Sabotaging Donald Trump, and I know that for a fact that they were doing that. I know people who are on the RNC who have told me 80% of the RNC members are never Trumpers. Well, guess what?
Wow.
Those RNC members get elected by somebody. I mean, think about it. Has anybody pondered this? How do you get to be an RNC member? Well, here in Arizona, the way it works is precinct committeemen, elected precinct committeemen, elect one of their number for every three of them get to be state committeemen. We elect state committeemen. I'm a state committeeman. I went to the organizational meeting in January as a state committeeman. So did three of my kids who are state committeemen, 20 years old, 22 years old. We voted for who became our chairman of our party, who serves on the RNC for a 2-year term. We did that. We got to directly vote for who was on the RNC. That's real political power.
Then exactly.
The national committeeman and the national committee woman who elects those people. Again, it's people that the precinct committeemen elect. Precinct committeemen every 4 years elect state convention delegates. I was a state convention delegate. Only precinct committeemen elect those delegates. Anybody can run, but only precinct committeemen elect them. Then we go to the state convention, and we do three things. We elect the national convention delegates. We elect for a four-year term a national committeeman and a national committee woman. If you want to increase the chances that those three people from your state on the RNC are conservatives, the first thing you've got to do is create voting majorities in the precinct committeeman ranks so that the electors you are electing also are conservatives. And that's why you got to, another reason why you've got to become a precinct committeeman. Also, listen to this. If there's a vacancy in the state legislature in Arizona, they don't hold a special election. They go back to the legislative district. We have 30. And the precinct committeeman of that party get to elect three people who then the county board of supervisors select from that list of three. Well, if you've got a conservative majority in the precinct committeeman ranks, it doesn't matter who those three are. All three of them are going to be conservatives, and now you've gotten a new incumbent conservative representing you in the state legislature. Also, who selects our electoral college members in our state of Arizona? One person, the state chairman of the party, sole statutory power in Arizona to do that. You want to make sure that that state chairman is going to select good, decent people who won't be these, faithless electors?
Right.
That's political power. Precinct committeemen are the party. If there are no precinct committeemen in a state, if there are none, there's no party. Precinct committeemen are the party. They define the party. And right now, good, decent Americans are ceding the field of battle by sitting on their couch and not doing this. And guess what? The establishment Republicans hope you never find out about this. Have you ever gotten a letter from the Republican Party saying, hey, there's a vacancy in your precinct. We want you to become a precinct committeeman. You haven't.
Never once.
Haven't you?
Never once.
They don't
exactly.
want you. They hope you never find out about this. That's why I'm telling you.
Amazing. And you say right now over 200,000 vacancies of the 400,000 slots available for GOP representation at the local level as a committeeman.
Yeah, the average is about half in every state. And here in Arizona, it's worse. We have two-thirds of our slots vacant. However, we've in my legislative district, we had 161 elected precinct committeemen for 444 slots. Well, this month, we recruited about 25. This next month, the current month, we're gonna recruit probably 30 or 40. Same thing's happening all across Maricopa County. There are a glimmer of hopes. Cochise County, in 2 years, filled all of their slots. I asked them, how did you do it? They told me, we focused on it. We went to the Trumpers. We recruited them.
Yes.
We explained it to them. That's what you got to do.
Okay, so again, the website, is it precinctstrategy.com?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes,
okay, so precinctstrategy.com. Dan Schultz has been with... Dan, this is brilliant. I mean, you talk about turning a light of hope for conservatives and for people that want to put America first. I mean, this is outstanding. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing it with us. All the best to you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Bill.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you